good afternoon again as we get ready for game two of our doubleheader between Galveston College and Brookhaven College. I'm Tom Benet, Texas Sports Radio Network's coverage of Region 14 Junior College Baseball. As game one went to Galveston College 4-2, as we get ready for game two, as Jordan Lunsford is our starting pitcher for Galveston College. As he's finishing up his warm-up pitches, as Browning Hauser getting ready to lead things off, as we have a tentative lineup of Hauser leading off for Brookhaven College. He'll be playing third base. Carlos Reyes bats second. Colin Miner will be at first, batting third to start this game. We are ready for action here this afternoon here in game two. As Lunsford ready to pitch to Hauser here in the top of the first inning. We'll get the defense for you in just a second. Hauser's first pitch lofted in the right center field, and Grayson Allen will come over and make the catch. And it's one away here in the top of the first inning. And that will bring up Carlos Reyes now, the short, the second baseman. Reyes was 0-for-3 in game one. The defense, it's Henley in left, Loreno center, Allen right. Infield has Maxwell third, Camargo short, Alamo second, Forbes at first, Christopher behind the plate, and Lunsford on the hill. And that pitch is low, a ball to Reyes. One oh pitch, and from the right hander misses outside, and it's 2-0. 2-0 the count. Lunsford. Sorry, Lansford, excuse me. Colby Lunsford, right-hander, redshirt freshman. That one's popped down the line in left and goes foul. Makes it 2-1. Lunsford, 6'4", 220 from San Antonio, went to O'Connor High School in San Antonio. 2-1 count on Reyes. As the pitch comes in, popped away, makes it 2-2. Colin Miner, the first baseman, looks like it's on deck. Oh, yep, check that. We got number two, and that's Anthony Orta on deck. So Orta on deck. As we did not get the official lineup card, and that's lifted down the line and left. Henley giving a chase, and that's going to drop into the corner, and that's going to be a double for Reyes as he hits the dirt into second base. So Reyes with a double. And he's at second base with one out. And that'll bring up Anthony Orta with Colin Miner on deck. Miner on deck, and here's Anthony Orta, who was the starting pitcher in game one. Went four innings, gave up two runs. Bats for the first time this afternoon in this series. Lunsford looking over at second at Reyes. And delivers the pitch on a swing and a miss by Orta. And it's 0-1. One count on Anthony Orta, batting left-handed. Left-handed pitcher. And the pitch coming in, breaking pitch, ground ball, fielded by Alamo in right field. He'll fire the first and retires Orta, 4-3. And up on the play, Reyes goes to third, and now bring up Colin Miner. So here's Colin Miner. Miner was 0-for-3. In game one, grounded out three times, twice to the shortstop Camargo. looking to try and put the Bears on top here in the top of the first inning. They have a runner at third in Reyes. He's there with two outs. And Slunksford trying to keep it a scoreless first inning. And the pitch comes right down the pipe for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Miner. With Dylan Palmer on deck. Fly ball. Easy play by the shortstop Camargo, about 20 feet deep in the outfield. Ends the inning. Four, Brookhaven in the inning. They get no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left. We head to the bottom of the first inning. No score between Brookhaven College and Galveston College here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
I'm in love with a man named Rudy. I'm okay with that. He knows exactly what I want. He keeps me coming back. He cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me. Does the dishes too. I'm in love with a man named Rudy. Last name Barbecue. It sure is easy to fall in love with Rudy's tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Toyota-thon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
Bottom of the first inning. No score between Galveston and Brookhaven. And leading things off for the Whitecaps is Alamo. Takes the pitch from the right-hander Yearwood. Dalton Yearwood from Frisco Wakeland High School in Frisco, Texas. Puts the bunt, takes the strike, and it's 1-1. Alamo will be followed by Loreno and Camargo here in the top of the first inning. Two and one now from Yearwood. And that's low. 2-3-1 now. Three-one pitch from Yearwood, and Alamo with a lead. Oh, got a strike. Looked like he was going to head down to first. Instead, it's a strike, and it's 3-2 now. Fly ball into the dugout. And his teammates going, hey, that way, that way. 3-2 now in Alamo with Loreno on deck. Payoff pitch from Yearwood in the dirt. Ball four and a leadoff walk. Elvin Alamo. Here's Ian Loreno. He scored the game-winning run in game one. After almost getting picked off at second. At first base, stole second, came in to score on Colin Maxwell, game-winning RBI double. And the pitch is high from Yearwood. Infield has Palmer third, Hammonds short, Reyes at second, and Minor at first. With Cure behind the plate, there's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Appears to be Kincaid in right, between left, Orta in center, and looks like Massey in right. We'll verify that shortly. Throw the first, and the runner gets back. One count now. And it's high, 2-1 now. Just underway here in game two. Runner breaks. The throw is offline and into center field. Alamo's going to go all the way to third. Here's the throw. It's high and offline. And Alamo's all the way to third. As Cura's throw was off the line at second, went into center field. And now a meeting at the hill. As Alamo now at third base with nobody out here in the top of the bottom of the first inning, we're going to take 30 seconds, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on online at altex.com.
Well, at the 3-1 count on Arena, with Alamo now at third after the throw, the poor throw by Cure, and there's a strike, makes it 3-2. So Yearwood has gone 3-2 now in his second consecutive batter. Palmer even with the line at third. And a fly ball should be deep enough to get the runner home from third. And actually, it's going to drop in the right left center field, and it's going to be a double for Loreno. As the outfielder unable to get to it, it's an RBI double. And Galveston College leads 1-0. And now that'll bring up Camargo, the shortstop. As Yearwood looking on, 1-0 as Galveston once again grabs the early lead in the series. And Camargo shot down the line and right. It's into the corner. This is going to score one run. Camargo's on his way to second, and he'll stand there with a stand-up double, 2-0 Galveston. Back-to-back doubles as 2-0 Galveston. As B.B. Camargo gets the RBI single, three double. And that'll bring up Colin Maxwell, had the game-winning double in game one. Bats here with one on and still nobody out here in the top bottom of the first inning. And Galveston now leading 2-0. As Yearwood looks in, delivers. There's a strike. Yearwood, once again, glances at second, delivers the pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Cure, keeps the runner safe at second. Euro Forbes, the first baseman on deck. Yearwood, a long look in at the plate. trying to get that first out. And a chopper towards short. Hammond gets the clean hop, fires across, and one away on the play. Camargo goes to third, one away as Maxwell is retired 6-3. And here's Euro Forbes. And a double and scored the second run for Galveston in game one. Steps up here playing first base. He was the catcher in game one. As him and Matt Gonzalez now the DH here in game two. So here's Euro Forbes. He was 1-for-3, a double, scored, struck out, and flied out in game one. Goes up swinging on the first pitch and puts it out of play for a strike. Alvin and Temple, second inning, no score. San Jack leading Centenary, 5-1 there in the top of the third inning. Here it's 2-0, top, bottom of the first inning, with one out. And a ground ball, Reyes can't make the play. No, he does. He'll throw the first to get Forbes, but that will allow the run to score Camargo. It's an RBI for Forbes on the ground out, and it's 3-0 Galveston. Good play by Reyes going to his right. And he's able to get recover and make the play to first. I thought that was going to be under the glove of Reyes. So 3-0 here in the top, bottom of the first inning for Galveston College. And a ground ball, another play for Reyes, makes another backhand. He'll fire it over in the inning. But for Galveston, they get 3 runs on 2 hits. Nobody left. We're through 1. Galveston College leading it 3-0 over Brookhaven College here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Toyota's on is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit JoeMyersToyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud,
Dylan Palmer leading off for Brookhaven here in the second inning. 3-0 Galveston College as they get RBIs by Loreno, Camargo, and Forbes in the third, in the first inning. And a fly ball center field, and that's a leadoff single for Palmer. So here's Hunter Hammond, the shortstop. On deck, Kincaid. So a leadoff single by Palmer. And the pitch swing on a high fastball from Lunsford. And a strike 0-2 now on Hammond. As Hammond steps out, and Hunter Christopher is doing the catching, the freshman from Corpus Christi, Flower Bluff High School. So he gets to start behind the plate here in game two. 2-0 count on Hunter Hammond. Palmer short lead at first, being held on by Forbes. And a fly ball center field is going to drop, base hit. So back-to-back hits by Palmer and Hammond. And that's three hits now for the Bears. And that'll bring up Kyle Kincaid. Kincaid was 1-for-2 in game one, had an RBI single, reached base on a wild pitch as well. So two on with nobody out here in the second. As the Bears look to try to get something on the board here in the second inning. Our game being brought to you by the City of Katy, the City of Champions. Bunt attempt, and they pull it back for a ball as everyone started the motion. And it's 1-0 on Kincaid. Dylan Cure on deck. And a look over at the runner, and he gets back. I feel shading a little bit opposite way as Loreno in a little bit, about 10 feet in the right center. 1-0 count, Lunsford looking. Delivers. Bunt right there. Lunsford can't make the play. Bases are going to be loaded. Excellent bunt by Kincaid. Put it just out of the reach of Lunsford. And the Bears have loaded the bases with nobody out here in the second inning. Here's the catcher, Dylan Cure. With Alex Massey on deck. And time called. So here's Massey, was 0-for-3 with a strikeout in game one. Chance here to even things up for the Bears, with nobody out here in the second. As Lunsford will kick and deliver, and a ground ball to third. Maxwell goes to second for one, over to first, they get two, and it's a run scores, but they get the double play, as it goes 5-4-3, double play. And a run does come in to score in Palmer to make it 3-1. On the play, Hammond down to third. So Hammond at third with two outs and the batter Alex Massey, the right fielder. Massey will pop it down the line. And right near the dugout and into the dugout, or excuse me, the bullpen, for a strike. Browning Hauser on deck, top of the batting order, here's the third baseman. And the count now 1-1. One and one. chopper off the plate toward third. Maxwell has to charge. Got to hurry. Fires across. Safe. As Massey able to beat it out at first. And a run scores to make it 3-2 as Massey gets the RBI single. As Hammond comes in to score to make it 3-2. Fourth hit of the inning. But a run, two runs across now for the Bears. As Hammond scores. Now, tying run at first with two outs. Top of the batting order, here's Browninghauser. Led off the game with a fly out to right. And Lunsford with a toss to first. Now, time called at the plate for Hauser, and he'll step back. So our official lineup right now for Brookhaven is Hauser, Reyes, Orta, Miner, Palmer, Hammond, Kincaid, Cure, and Massey. Now the throw of the first to get the runner back. So the only change for Brookhaven is Orta playing center field. Still no pitch to the plate. And Lunsford will deliver. And that's popped out of play for a strike. And now Hauser will step out of the box. One count. And a ground ball, and this is going to be going to his left is Alamo, and he'll make the play to end the inning. But Brookhaven gets back in this game. They get two runs on four hits. There were no errors, and one man left. We head to the bottom of the second inning. New score, Galveston College now leading Brookhaven College 3-2 here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit, I-10 and Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN on the go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning, and leading things off for the Galveston College Whitecaps, the left fielder Robert Henley. Henley was 2-for-3 in game one. Solo home run as he bats for the first time here in game two. Takes a pitch high from Dalton Yearwood. He'll be Henley, Christopher, and Allen here in the bottom of the second inning. That one's low, and it's 2-0. Whitecaps got three in the first. Bears just answered back with two at the top of half of the second. Trail it by one. Henley tries to shoot one down the line. And left and misses it. And it's 2-1 now. Our half inning brought to you by Frost Bank of Houston. Frost Bank is where a customer is considered the MVP. Top of the third, San Jack leading Centenary 5-1. Top of the third down over in Alvin, Temple leading Alvin 2-1. As Yearwood delivers the 2-1, and that's in on the knees. A beautiful pitch, and it's 2-2. 2-2 the count now on Henley. Makes it 3-2 as that one bounced in. 3-2 count. So the count full on Henley. A swing and a miss of some high heat. And Yearwood gets strikeout number one. Now bring up Hunter Christopher getting a start here at behind the plate. 5'9", 160 catcher from Flower Bluff High School down in Corpus Christi. Bats for the first time this afternoon. As they give Euro Forbes time at first base today. That fastball hits the letters on the outside corner for a strike. Grayson Allen, who was 0 for 3, game one waits on deck. And that one's tight inside, and it hit him. As Hunter hit by the pitch. That nicked the corner of something. And he's down at first. And that will bring up Grayson Allen. So here's Allen with a runner aboard with one out. Later today, San Jack will have a second game. They'll be taking on Tyler. Fastball taken for a strike from Allen. As Dalton Yearwood trying to get through the second inning unscathed after giving up three runs. Fake look to first and had the runner diving back was Christopher. And now here's the throw, and this time he's back safe. Another look over at first by Yearwood. Delivers home the pitch, and Allen swings and misses. He's in the hole 0-2 now. Top of the batting order, Alamo on deck. So we hear him say something about quick pitching. As we hear some stuff from the field through our crowd mic this afternoon. The 0-2 to Allen. Misses outside. 1-2 now. Hope wherever you've been today, you're nice and snugly warm listening to us here on the Texas Sports Radio Network. On this cool afternoon for high school, for junior college baseball. There's a breaking pitch in there for strike three. And Yearwood has strikeout number two of the inning, two of the game. And that brings up the top of the batting order. Evan Alamo. Led the game off with a walk. Came around to score on Loreno's double. That made it 1-0. That one bounces, gets away from Cure, and Hunter Christopher darts down to second base. So a wild pitch from Yearwood has Christopher down at second. Alamo still looking for his first hit of the series. And there's a shot in the left field. There's his first hit. They're going to send the runner, Christopher. Here comes the throw from left. And not in time. Christopher scores from second, and it's 4-2. Galveston RBI for Alamo. As Christopher comes around to score to make it 4-2. So two outs, and here's Loreno. He doubled back in the first inning. As the wind picks up and a fastball misses high. And it's 1-0. Our half inning also being brought to you by Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. And Loreno pops that one out of play to even things out at 1-1. One-one now, a throw by Yearwood over to first to keep the runner close. Alamo is a threat to steal. He already has one stolen base, and there he goes again. Here's the throw by Cure, and this one's online and in time. And Alamo is retired 2-6 to end the inning. So Loreno will lead off when he comes back, when next time the Whitecaps come to bat. But the Whitecaps get one run on one hit. There were no errors and nobody left. We're through two here at Bernard Davis Field here in Galveston, and the Whitecaps leading the Bears 4-2. Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide directions.
Reyes hits the first pitch high and deep to right, but plenty of room for Grayson Allen, and one away here to start the third inning as Reyes flies to right. So one away here in the third, and that'll bring up the center fielder, Anthony Orta. Orta grounded out to second his first time up. Galveston College leading Brookhaven College 4-2 here in the top of the third. Second game of two here this afternoon. Whitecaps won the first one 4-2, and that one's in there for a strike. Nope, they're going to say just squeezed outside, and it's a ball to Orta. And it's 1-0 with Miner on deck. Lunsford delivers. There's a swing and a miss by Orta, and it's 1-1. So Orta the batter, as Lunsford looking to get through the inning, and there's a strike at the letters. 1-2 now. You're listening to the Texas Sports Radio Network, your home for high school and junior college sports throughout Houston and the state of Texas. The 1-2. And that's popped up. Let's see if it stays in territory. Christopher gives it a look and then watches it go out of play. As that one looks like landed on 81st Street behind us. 81st Street, not that far, about maybe about 30 yards outside the park. So still 1-2 on Orta. Now 2-2 as that one misses low. Outfield shading just a hair toward left center field is Loreno. Lots of room in right center if Orta's able to pull one. 2-2 pitch. Inside, 3-2 now. Almost hit him. As that was tight on the belt. First baseman, Colin Miner on deck. Swirling wind has been blowing out a little bit toward left field. Popped up again. Goes out of play. So, a full count for Lunsford. Kobe Lunsford got the start here this afternoon. And another 3-2 way outside, and Orta walks. And that will bring up Colin Miner. One away, runner on at first in Orta. So, haven't had, like we had a few 1-2-3 innings in game one. That hasn't happened yet. And here's Miner, the big first baseman. As Orta takes his lead at first, being held on by Euro Forbes. Not going, and a swing and a chopper foul behind the plate for strike one. Next week, high school basketball gets back into action Tuesday night with various games throughout Houston and throughout many places throughout the state. And next Tuesday, some junior college baseball on tap, a doubleheader down in Wharton as Coastal Bend will take on Wharton Junior College and the Palominos. Double check that. But it is Wharton Junior College next week. That one's low. 1-1. But TSRN will also be your home for all the Region 14 baseball action. Throw the first, and Runner gets back again with Blinn College, San Jack, Wharton, and of course, Galveston, all participating in the Region 14. It will be climaxed with the Region 14 tournament over in Sugar Land a few months from now. Conference season gets underway in about 3 weeks. Another throw of the first by Lunsford, and the runner gets back. Ground ball, right to Reyes with the runner going. He'll have only play as the first. But two away as Miner's retired 4-3. This will bring up the DH, Palmer.
Up to that,
So, Orta now at second with two outs. And the batter is Palmer, the big DH. Palmer singled and scored back in the second inning. So Dylan Palmer, he's ready. He's ahead of the count, 1-0. And the next pitch, breaking pitch. Oh, man, Lunsford pulled a string on that one and had him way ahead of that pitch. And it's 1-1. So 1-1 count now on the D.H. Palmer and Lunsford. Big kick, high, and curveball misses outside, 2-1. Of course, Region 14, as we mentioned. The other schools, of course, Panola College, Bossier Parish, Coastal Bend, and Navarro. Swing and a miss makes it 2-2. As they'll all be competing this year. In the Region 14 bracket, north and south brackets. 2-2 count, Lunsford ready, delivers, runner goes, and Palmer fouls it at the plate. So Orta have to go back to second. Still two outs in the inning. Orta, who got the first on the walk, took second on a ground out. In scoring position, but can Palmer get him at home with two outs? As Lunsford is ready with his 2-2 delivery. Here it comes. Missed inside, 3-2 now to Palmer. Hunter Hammond on deck. Lunsford with a long look in at Hunter Christopher. And now too long, and Palmer wants time, and he steps out. Pace of our game has gone a little bit longer than our previous game. As we've got a little more intensity action here. Payoff pitch. And a swing and a miss on a high heater. Ends the inning. As Lunsford gets his first strikeout of the game. So for Brookhaven College here in the top of the third, no runs, no hits, and nobody left. We head to bottom of three, Galveston College leading Brookhaven College 4-2, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to.
Bottom of the third inning, and the Whitecaps batting. Noriel leading off. He was at the plate when Alamo was caught trying to steal, and he fouls the pitch off. So he'll be followed by Camargo and Maxwell here in the bottom of the third inning against Dalton Yearwood. And the right-handed delivers and a swing and a miss. He's ahead 0-2 now. Galveston got three in the first, one in the second. Brookhaven added two in the second, and that's our score, 4-2. Strike three called. And Loreno caught looking, and that is strikeout number three for Dalton Yearwood, who has settled down after giving up the three runs in the first inning. Now here's Camargo. And an RBI double and came around to score and ground out by Forbes. That made it 3-0 at the time. And a pitch on the outside corner from Yearwood gets him ahead 0-1 now. And Yearwood looking for a quick third inning. And a ground ball to Hammond, the shortstop, charges, comes over, fires way high, pulls Miner off the bag, and the runner is safe. That's going to be an E6. On Hammond, that allows Camargo to be safe. As the throw sailed over, good backup, though, by Cure, the catcher. Prevent that from going into the dugout and extra bases. So that'll bring up Colin Maxwell. He grounded out the third in his first time up. So with that, Camargo takes his lead at second at first. And a breaking pitch in there, a good one from Yearwood for a strike. Glance down at third by Maxwell at the coaching staff. Bureau Forbes waiting on deck. And a ground ball, another chance for Hammond. They'll flip to second for one over to first. Can he get two? Yes, they do to end the inning. 6-4-3 ends the inning. For Galveston in the third, no runs, no hits, there was an error, and nobody left. We're through three here at Bernard Davis Field, and Galveston College continues to lead Brookhaven College 4-2, Texas Sports Radio Network.
We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
Some say a dog is man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on at altex.com.
Top of the fourth inning, leading things off will be Hunter Hammond for the Brookhaven College Bears, and he'll take a strike from Kobe Lunsford. As Lunsford starts him off with a strike, he's looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. Delivers the pitch, and that's low, 1-1. It'll be Hammond, Kincaid, and Cure here in the fourth inning. 4-2, Galveston College leading. As the Bears have traveled all the way down from north of Dallas for this series and takes a strike, and it's 1-2. Lunsford, that long stare in, delivers the next pitch. And a ground ball. And it's going to be fielded by Camargo from deep short, fires, and that pulls Forbes off the bag, but that would have been beaten out by Hammond. And that's going to be an infield single for Hammond, his second hit of the game. So Hammond's safe. That was a tough play for Camargo from deep short, especially when he had Maxwell dive in front of him. But Hammond put that in that one zone where unless you hit it perfectly, it is most likely you're going to beat it out. So that'll bring up Kincaid. He singled his first time up. And that is hit number six now. And a toss to first, get Hammond back. Of course, Matt Gonzalez probably say, I would have caught that. 1-1 the count now on Kincaid. Lunkser would like to get a double play ball here if he can get the good bounce. So, 1-1 count on Kincaid. As the pitch comes in, and that hit him. So two men aboard as that pitch hits Kincaid. So both pitchers have hit a batter. So that puts Hammond at second, Kincaid at first. The tying runs aboard here in the fourth inning for Dylan Cure. And with that, we're going to have a meeting at the Hill. We'll take another break here on the Texas Sports Radio Network with Galveston College leading 4-2.
Sun is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, truck Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
All right. Here's Dylan Cure with two on and nobody out here in the fourth inning for Brookhaven College, trailing 4-2. As Lunkford steps off and looks to throw the second. Left-hander down the bullpen now for the Whitecaps. As we're halfway, getting to be halfway through this seven-inning game. As we're in the top of the fourth inning. Lunkford, another look over at first, at second. And delivers the pitch to Cure, who bunts it down third. Maxwell will scoop it, dropped it, bases loaded. He had time, but then Maxwell dropped it. And that's going to be an E6, an E5, and that's going to lead the bases loaded. So an E5 by Maxwell. Played the bunt perfectly, had plenty of time, but I think he just kind of glanced to see if he was going to have a play at second. And that glance caused him to drop the ball. Now the bases are loaded for Alex Massey. So Massey with a chance to really do some damage here. As he's talking to Coach Raines down the box at third, now heads to the plate. So the bases are loaded here. Second time in the game, the Bears have loaded the bases. Breaking pitch popped up on the first pitch. It's going to go back deep. Lorena will make the catch in right center. Two men will tag, and coming across is Hammond to score on an RBI by Massey on the flyout. And Massey gets an RBI. And it's 4-3 on the play. Kincaid goes from second to third. As Hammond scored. Now top of the order, and here's Hauser. Hauser 0-2. 0-5 in the series. Tying run 90 feet away. Well, make that 85 and a half. As Kincaid off the bag at third. Another jaunt down the line by Kincaid. And fouled away by Hauser. First strike one. Sun peeking out from behind the clouds for a bit, and here's the next pitch. Low in the dirt, makes it 1-1. Yeah, and San Jack all over a seminary, 14-1. Lunsford fakes the throw to third. Down the road in Alvin, it's 4-1 Temple, and they're in the top of the fourth inning. Runners at the corners here with one out. And a strike makes it 1-2. And that sun's starting to finally come out, peering over the right field fence. Next pitch. In the dirt. Christopher keeps it in front of him, so no one's able to advance. Good job by Hunter Christopher. And the count is now 2-2. Two, two now on Hauser with Reyes on deck. And a ground ball. Kamado goes to second for one. Over to first. Can they turn it? Yes, they do to end the inning. A six. Just when they needed a 6-4-3 double play ends the inning. For Brookhaven College, they get one run on one hit. They leave a man. And there was one error as well. We're headed to the bottom of the fourth inning, and Galveston College holding on to a lead. It's now 4-3 over Brookhaven.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
When children struggle in school, the frustration can seem overwhelming. You can blame your child, blame yourself, blame the system, or you can call the Tutoring Club. Give your child the chance he or she deserves. The Tutoring Club knows all students have the potential to succeed. And more important, the Tutoring Club guarantees to make it happen. Math, science, reading, writing, and study skills. The Tutoring Club focuses on the weaknesses. The Tutoring Club, 3612 West Main in Lake City. Call 281-338-0327. The Tutoring Club, a class above, guaranteed.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
Well, it's going to be Forbes, Gonzalez, and Henley leading off here in the bottom of the fourth inning against Dalton Yearwood. As Brookhaven added a run in the top half of the inning, they've cut the deficit to one against Galveston College. They trail 4-3. And the first pitch was in for a strike to Forbes. Forbes, RBI ground out back in the first inning. That made it 3-0. Now he's in a hole 0-2 as he swings and misses. As Dalton Yearwood, after a shaky start, has settled down here after giving up four early runs. 0-2. And that's outside. As we mentioned, Forbes started behind the plate in game one, moved to first here in game two as first baseman Gonzalez now the DH. As that one bounces in, gets away from Dylan Cure, makes it 2-2. So Forbes showing some patience here, not getting over aggressive after falling down 0-2. As Matt Gonzalez getting ready on deck, 2-2 pitch. And a ground ball, third baseman Hauser scoops it, fires in time, and one away. So that'll bring up Matt Gonzalez to DH. 0-for-1 today here in game two. Gonzalez looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-4. He's the DH here in game two. This half inning brought to you by Alltech Electronics. What you need when you need it. And by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. As Gonzalez takes the first strike pitch from Yearwood. I have to wonder if that little sun coming down over right field's a problem. Fly ball. It's behind second base, and giving way is the second baseman giving way to the shortstop, Hammond, and he'll make the play in shallow center field, and it's two away. So that'll bring up Robert Henley. Here's Henley. He's 0-for-1 this afternoon here in game two. He is 2-for-4 in the series. Bats with nobody on and two outs. As Yearwood looking to get his second inning in a row where he faces only the minimum. And that pitch is outside of ball. He faced the minimum in the third thanks to a double play ball off the bat of Maxwell. The 1-0 pitch, make that 2-0 now to Henley with Christopher on deck. As once again you hear the wind making its noise here this afternoon. The 2-0. And that deflects off Dylan Cure's helmet and off the umpire, and he felt that a little bit. And now time called as Henley wants to go talk to the coach down at third. Well, Cure and the umpire still kind of walked that one off after that deflection. So Henley back in the box. He'd like to get a pitch like he had that in game one, which he sailed it over the left field wall. 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss makes it 2-2. And Yearwood's a pitch away from a 1-2-3 inning.
Hey, everybody, come on, kid.
And the 2-2 from Yearwood on its way. Fly ball out of play behind us. Of course, over in the distance over here, we see the home field of the Galveston High School team, Torres. by short for tornadoes. 2-2 offering, Yearwood delivers, and here it is. Strike three called, ends the inning. As Yearwood collects strikeout number 4, as Galveston goes down in order here in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. We're through 4, and Galveston College maintains their lead. They are leading Brookhaven College 4-3, Texas Sports Radio Network.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand-mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand-breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh-squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with 2 locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Reyes will lead off here in the top of the fifth inning for Brookhaven College against the new pitcher, Edgar Savis. I'm going to get those straightened out yet. And the first pitch from Kravis is low for a ball, and I'm going to struggle with that for a while until I get to practice. That's always the fun when you get 24-hour notice to learn rosters. 1-0 count. As Reyes looking to try and get on, tries to bunt his way and missed it for a strike, 1-1. He'll be followed by Orta and Miner here in the fifth inning. Galveston's out hit. Brookhaven has out hit the Whitecaps today. 6-3, but trail 4-3. Swing and a miss. Makes it 1-2. Galveston made a big damage in the first with 3, added 1 in the bottom half after Brookhaven chopped in 2 on the top of the second. Brookhaven got 1 in the fourth inning to make it 4-3, and that's where we are at this moment. And a fly ball. Center fielder, Reno has time, has room, and makes the catch. One away. So one away, and now the batter is Anthony Orta. 0-1 with a walk. He'll pop it up out of play for a strike. As we keep an update on the scores elsewhere here this afternoon on the Texas Sports Radio Network. As Alvin and San Jack playing games this afternoon. Alvin won earlier, 1-0. And the pitch outside of ball. 1-1. Currently in game 2, Alvin trailing Temple in the bottom of the fifth, 6-2. San Jack all over Seminary, leading 14-1 in the fourth. And that one, whoa, almost makes Orta hit the deck as he, that was a high chin music. And it's 2-1. So Orta just, I'm not sure what was that, his glove or what? He just, yeah, that was his protector and he just threw it away. 2-1 count. Cervantes pitch is high, 3-1. 3-1 now. Cervantes from the Bronx, so he knows about chin music. Three-one pitch. Chopper foul down first. Went to St. Raymond's High School in New York. Well, you say the Bronx, you're saw some scouts here wearing some Yankee outfits. So some people getting an early look at some of these young players. Full count now in Orta. And here's the pitch. Strike three called. Gets Orta looking. He thought he had first base, and he said no. So Cervantes with his first strikeout of the game. The line on Lunsford, he went three innings, gave up three runs on six hits, struck out one, walked one. And that was the line on the starter, Kobe Lunsford. So the batter now is Miner. Miner 0-2 today here in game two. Cervantes looking on. Likes it. The lefty delivers. And a pop-up foul territory. Forbes giving a look to, but well out of play. And it's 0-1. Later today, San Jack will play the second of their two against Tyler. Single games are having today. 0-1 now on Miner with Palmer on deck. Here's the pitch. Outside, 1-1. 1-1 to count now. Miner wobbling that bat, takes it low, and it's 2-1. Bears yet to go down in order in any inning so far. And the 2-1 offering. That one's lifted up in the air. Right field. Allen coming in, going out is Alamo, and he'll make the catch to end the inning. So there is your 1-2-3 inning for the pitching staff of Galveston College. As Brookhaven College goes down 1-2-3 here in the fifth, heading to the bottom of 5, Galveston leading Brookhaven 4-3, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other school district practices and pesticide level corrections. The company is not approved for any part use.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, stay at the Residence Inn at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and leading things off will be Hunter Christopher, the 8-9 hitters. And then the top of the batting are Christopher, Allen, and then Almo. Here from Bernard Davis Field, I'm Tom Benet for the Texas Sports Radio Network's coverage of Region 14 athletics. As we have junior college baseball non-conference action here this afternoon. Galveston College won game one of this doubleheader 4-2 against Brookhaven College, and Galveston now leading 4-3 as they bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning, looking to sweep the doubleheader here this afternoon. Here's Hunter Christopher. Hit by a pitch, came in to score, was currently the lead run as he takes a strike from Yearwood. Yearwood in his fifth inning of work now. Had the shaky start, but has settled down. And then a fly ball center field coming on. Orta dives and cannot make the catch. It's a base hit for Hunter Christopher. And that is only hit number four here this afternoon. For the Whitecaps. And now here's Grayson Allen. Allen, who is 0 for 4 for the doubleheader, has struck out three times this afternoon. Looks to bunt, and a throw to first, and the runner gets back. Temple has upped their lead on Alvin now, 7-2. As they look to split the twin bill over at Dolphin Field this afternoon. Yearwood's done the job after giving up the four runs. He's gotten two scoreless innings, looking for another one here, but it's going to take some work and a throw back to first, and the throw is not in time. It's Cure was throwing to Reyes, covering second, with Minor charging on the attempted bunt. And it's 0-1 now on Allen.
Come on, Grayson, let's go, kid.
Yearwood's got four strikeouts in the game. He's also gotten one double play behind him. Looks the bunt again. Allen pushes it down first. Picked up by Yearwood. Scoops it over to Miner to get the out. But the runner advances to second. Good sack by Allen as that goes 1-3. So now the top of the batting order. And Elvin Almo, who has walked and scored and singled. And was caught stealing his last time up. And it looks like we're going to have a pinch runner for Hunter Christopher. As Deanna will go in to run for Hunter Christopher. So Deanna running for Christopher at second. A little more speed on the base pads. The question is, how much more speed? But right now it's in the hands of Elvin Almo at the plate. Yearwood looking over. And the pitch outside of ball. Nice friendly little crowd here this afternoon. It's made the journey out here to Davis Field. And watch their loved ones play. That one bounces in, gets away from Cure. The runner will try to advance, and he's there, safe. And with that, Deanna down to third. And the count 1-1 now. And as that one got away from Cure, that one bounced in from Yearwood. Two, oh, 2-0. 2-0, not 1-1. 2-0's the count. Now 2-1. Three-oh count now. Now 3-1. See, it would have been, eventually it would have been there. We can blame it on the misfiring of the scoreboard. 3-1. Alamo, ground ball, backhanded in the air, and throw home, not in time. As the run scores on the infield single by Alamo, as looked like it went off the glove of Miner high in the air. Reyes fielded it, tried to throw it home, but too late to get the honest scorers to make it 5-3. So an RBI, his second of the game. For Alamo, and it's now 5-3 now, Galveston. As they get a big run here in the fifth to go up by two. Still only one out in the batter now, Loreno. Who's had a good day today, a couple RBIs and a couple of doubles, takes a strike. Yearwood looking in. That one bounced in, and a runner will go to second as Cure unable to get a handle on it. And the ball gets away on a throwback to the pitcher. And now Alamo down at second, and a 1-1 count on Ian Loreno. So the table is set for Galveston here with one on and one out. As Loreno looking to add to his totals today. Yearwood delivers right down the pipe for a strike. And looks like this is, unless something gets a little more crazy, Yearwood's going to stay in there. It's coming, and a ground ball right to the shortstop. Hammond looks the runner back, throws low. Miner can't come up with it. It gets away. The runners advance to second and third. So that's going to be an E6 on the low throw. And with that, the ball gets away. Everybody moves up an extra 90 feet. Now here's Camargo with runners at second and third. Still only one out. Defense not helping Yearwood here. Well, he's also contributed with a couple of wild pitches at wrong times. Camargo swinging on the first pitch puts it out of play for a strike. Our half inning brought to you by the United States Marines, the few, the proud, the Marines, and Alltech Electronics, what you need when you need it. 0-1 count. Yearwood taking a deep breath. Kicks and delivers. Popped up again. It's 0-2 now. Maxwell on deck. Kerr sets behind the plate, the 0-2, high, 1-2 now. 1-2 count now on BB Camargo. Trying to add to the totals here this afternoon for the Whitecaps, who are up 5-3. The look over, Yearwood delivers, and Camargo pops it up. Left field, shallow, coming on And going out, making the catch is Hammond, tagging a third, and coming in to score is Alamo to make it 6-3. And that's going to be an RBI sac fly for Camargo. Just deep enough, and backing up Hammond, unable to get a good throw. And two runs in the inning. And a pitch to Maxwell. One-oh count on Maxwell, who's grounded out twice, last time hitting to a double play. Fouls that one out, and it's 1-1. 1-1 count on Maxwell. And Forbes, who will now be behind the plate, is on deck. And now time called, and that must mean Gonzalez will go back to first base. One and one count on Maxwell. Yearwood delivers. Misses inside, 2-1. And with that, Cure is going to go out to talk to Yearwood. That Maxwell stepped out of the box, and he's back in on that right side, and he's ready. Yearwood is ready. Takes a glance at the runner at second, delivers the pitch high there at the letters for a strike, evens things out 2-2 now. So two balls, two strikes, two outs in the inning, two runs across. The 2-2 on its way. That hit him. And Maxwell is aboard, hit by the pitch. And that will bring up Ural Forbes. So, second white cap to be hit by a pitch today. And here comes the coach, and time is called. And they're going to talk it over on the hill. We'll take a break. Bottom of the sixth inning, and a fifth inning. Galveston College leading 6-3 on Brookhaven.
Hey, let's get something to eat.
I don't know. How about there?
Ugh, that's 3 hours on a rowing machine.
That place?
4 on a treadmill.
What about
an extra CrossFit class?
How much is it to lick a postage stamp?
7 sit-ups. 12 with the envelope.
Instead of being consumed by calories, why not just start eating healthier? PitaPit. Fresh thinking, healthy eating.
PitaPit. Fresh grill, flavored film at 12020 FM 1960, just east of Eldridge.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Here's Forbes at the plate after the meeting. Yearwood stays in there to face Forbes, who's 0-2 here in Game 2. Had a double back in Game 1. Yearwood delivers outside a ball. The Whitecaps have scored 2 runs on 2 hits, taking advantage of an error to double have their lead up by 3 now as Forbes trying to add to it. Urlano down at second. As that one gets away from Cure, and everyone's going to move up 90 feet. In the dirt, Cure couldn't come up with it. And once again, And Aaron Pitch has moved the runners into scoring position. So now two in scoring position for Forbes. And he has a 2-0 count on Yearwood with Gonzalez on deck. Action down in the bullpen for the Bears as that one misses outside. 3-0 now to Forbes. On Euro Forbes. Hit here can really blow this game open. Yeah, it looks like they're going to walk him. And they intentionally walk him now to load the bases. So the bases are loaded with two outs, and we're going to have a pitching change. That's going to be all for Yearwood. We'll have the new numbers for you when we come back. Texas Sports Radio Network.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Toyota Thought is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
Well, Coach Raines goes to the bullpen and brings out Blake Hoffman here in the bottom of the fifth inning with two on and two outs. And his Bears trailing now 6-3 to Galveston College. As Matt Gonzalez steps in, Gonzalez looking for his first connection of the ball game. Can connect here, and he's adding two runs to the score. First pitch, and that's a curveball in there for a strike from Hoffman, who's from the colonies here in Texas by way of Wichita State University. This is the eighth man to bat also in the inning. As Hoffman, the left-handed deliverer, is in a chopper foul, makes it 0-2. So Hoffman, a pitch away from ending the inning here. Henley on deck. He would be the ninth man to bat should he get the opportunity. The 0-2 from Hoffman. Just missed outside, and it's 1-2. 1-2 count on Gonzalez. Bases loaded. 3-1-2 on its way. In the dirt. Nice stop by Cure. Makes it 2-2. As Cure able to get his body in front of that one. And makes it 2-2 count now. It's Hoffman. Trying to get out of a bases loaded jam here. The 2-2. Chopper. Foul down third. And hops into the bullpen for the Whitecaps down the first base, third base side. Dat Gonzalez will step out of the box for a moment. He'll reset himself and get ready. And the 2-2. Just missed outside. Full count. No place to put him. Any runs here right now, with the exception of Gonzalez, would be charged to Yearwood. Runners break, 3-2. Gonzalez slaps it foul. And they'll reset the merry-go-round with 3-2. So, everyone ready to run. There they go, the 3-2. Another foul ball. His teammates are going, come on, we don't want to do wind sprints all day. So let's see if third time's the charm here for Gonzalez. 3-2. Runners breaking. Here they come. Throw, and a chopper goes foul again. As Gonzalez just got a piece of that one, just couldn't get it to stay in the fair territory. And the umpire needs some fresh baseballs. So Gonzalez out of the box to regroup. Three-two pitch once again. Once again, the runners go. Here is the pitch. And Gonzalez pops it up. Infield. And Reyes makes the catch to end the inning. Eight men go to the plate here in the fifth inning for Galveston College. Two come across the score on two hits. There was one error and three men left. We're through five innings of play here at Bernard Davis Field here in Galveston. And it is the Whitecaps leading the Bears 6-3.
Is a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continue to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
All right, here we go. Top of the sixth inning. It'll be Palmer, Hammond, Kincaid up against Galveston College's pitching staff. Edgar Once again, please excuse me. Zavias. We've got a new first baseman as well out there as Forbes now behind the plate. Gonzalez stays as a DH and the new first baseman, Christian Supervilla. And it's a strike in to Palmer. Palmer, 1-for-2, scored in the second inning. Cervantes delivers, breaking pitch. That's in there for a strike. And it's 0-2. Cervantes set the Bears down in order in the fifth. This is outside 1-2 now. As we have checking once again, it's time to check our scoreboard. Other games today in the nightcap. Temple evens the splits the today's doubleheader with Alvin winning 9-2. Check swing didn't go 2-2. Top of the sixth inning, San Jack leading Centenary 21-1. Later they'll take on Tyler in their second game today. 2-2 pitch. Cervantes delivers. And it's off the bat. Excuse me, hit. Cervantes recovers and makes the throw to Supervilla to get the out. Good hustle by Cervantes. Is that one just, excuse me, off the end of the bat of Palmer, and he's able to make the play 1-3, and now they're going to... Looks like they're going to change pitches. So a new pitcher coming out for Galveston. Let's take a break. You're listening. Texas Sports Radio Network.
Offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marking and all other school district practices and pesticide level directions. The company is not approved for any partners.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Residence Inn Houston at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible...
Well, they go to the bullpen here in the sixth inning after one away and making a second appearance of this afternoon. Cooper Mizek. As he'll come in. And a shot in the left field. A base hit. As Gustavo Rodriguez pinch hitting is aboard. So Rodriguez, pinch hitting for Hammond, gets a hit.
Up for that, Kincaid.
Now here's Kincaid. One on and one out here in the sixth. As Mizik looks over at first, the big, tall, lanky right-hander delivers the pitch. Sidearmer in there for a strike. Dylan Cure on deck. Rodriguez with his lead over at first, being held on by Sepúlveda. Fouled away, and it's 0-2 now on Kincaid. Kincaid has a base hit, RBI. So he just has the base hit today and also has been hit by a pitch. So he's reached twice, looking to add to that total today. Rodriguez extending his lead over at first, and the pitch from Mizik. Swing and a miss, and Mizik strikes out Kincaid. Cervantes goes one inning, allows no runs, no hits, and struck out one, walked none. Actually, he went one and a third innings. Now I bring up Dylan Cure, the catcher. Dylan today has hit into a 5-4-3 double play, reached on an error. Here in game two, looking to keep something going here with two outs. Massey would be next. Mizik delivers. Gets that strike. Good motion there by Mizik. As I mentioned, Mizik 6'6". Sands Secondary School from Cloverdale, British Columbia. Hits that outside corner again. Gets ahead of Cure, 0-2 now. He's targeted an outside corner. He's hit it back-to-back times. As Cure kind of leans in a little closer to the plate on that right side. Mizik's ready. Delivers. Just missed the outside corner. Tried to hit it three times in a row and just missed it. As Forbes tried to squeeze it in for the umpire, and not quite enough. So one more try here for Mizik. Swing and a miss. They'll have to make the throw to first to end it, and they do. Back-to-back strikeouts for Mizik to end the inning. No runs, a hit. One man left. We head to the bottom of six. Galveston College leading Brookhaven College 6-3 here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. At a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. In a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Galveston College looking to sweep the doubleheader today. They lead Brookhaven College 6-3. It'll be Henley and Sepúlveda and Allen here at the bottom third of the inning against Blake Hoffman, who came in the fifth inning in relief of the starter Yearwood. Henley takes a strike as he tries the bunt. Henley 0 for 2. He struck out twice this afternoon here in game 2. Had a home run back in game 1. Swing and a miss. He's 0-2.
Bob, let's go, kid. Come on.
And Superbolo waiting on deck to get his opportunity this afternoon. Messi will lead off in the top of the seventh for Brookhaven. And that one just tossed outside to see if he'd go after it. And it's 1-2 now. Galveston got off to the early start, led it 3-0, and held on after 1.5, leading 3-2. Since then, they've added a run to make it 4-2. Strike 3 called, and Henley down for the third time this afternoon on strikes. Brookhaven got closed gap again, 4-1 after 4. But then Galveston added two more in the fifth, lead it 6-3, and now another meeting at the Hill from the coaching staff, and we'll take another break here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. You've never done anything so hard in your life. You don't understand how you can finish. It takes inner strength and desire to become a Marine. When I finished, I was like, I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me and said, "Good morning, Marine."
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Toyota-thon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease the new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit JoeMyersToyota.com.
New pitcher Lance Erbel from Lake Jackson out of Brazoswood High School here in Texas. New pitcher out for Brookhaven. A strike to the batter Christian Sepulveda, who came in to play first base in the top half of the inning. And the 0-1. And that's crushed out of play to make it 0-2. Superbola. One of two players here sent from the Bronx. Strike 3 called. Superla caught looking. So two outs. Here's Grayson Allen. It's been a rough day for Grayson. 0 for 4 in the series with a sack bunt. And he struck out 3 times. Come on, Grayson. So 1-0 count on Allen. Shot right up the, right off the glove, Kerbal. And Reyes can't make the play, and Allen has a base hit. Allen gets a base hit. And that is the sixth hit this afternoon for Galveston College to go along with six runs. And now bring the top of the batting order up, and Elvin Alamo, who's got a pair of RBIs today, along with two hits. So Allen was lead at first with two outs. Pitch outside the ball. Herbert with a look over at first. And delivers low. Moreno on deck. It'll be Massey, Hauser, and Reyes up for the Bears in the seventh when they get there. 3-0 now. Zalamo trying to reach base for the fourth time today. Here in game two. Pitch. He walks. So Alamo reaches for the fourth time today here in game two, and that sends Allen the second. And now bring up Ian Loreno. Doubled in the first, an RBI, struck out in the third. On with an error in the fifth. He's one for two. And here comes the coach, and we may have another pitching change. Looks like we will, so we'll take another break here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Hilton Garden Inn Houston West at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-2400. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Got a new pitcher, new batter coming out. New pitcher for Brookhaven. They've gone to Joseph Osiano out of Abilene Christian University out of Brentwood, New York. And at the plate, P. pinch hitting is Andre Romero. So Romero pinch hitting here. Swing and a miss. First strike one. So both teams making some changes here. New pitcher, new hitter. As Loreno gets the rest of the day off. Breaking pitch misses outside. One and one now. Allen at second. Alamo at first. With two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Galveston College leading Brookhaven College 6-3. And too much time taken. And time given. Now Romero back into the box on the right side. Big breaking pitch misses, and it's 2-1. Camargo on deck. That's because Joplin wants to make some more changes. And a chopper. Reyes waits for it, flips it to the bag, and that ends the inning. 4-6 put out, ends the inning. So we'll head to the seventh inning. Galveston College needs three outs to sweep the doubleheader against Brookhaven. They lead it 6-3. Texas Sports Radio Network.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
We have school spirit. What about you? JSC Federal Credit Union now offers CCISD mascot debit cards. Parents, students, and staff, show your school spirit with your very own mascot card. Check out www.jscfcu.org for more information on the mascot debit cards and other products and services available. JSC Federal Credit Union, home of the CCISD Visa Debit Mascot Cards.
Maaco is America's body shop. Let them turn the car you drive back into the car you love. Accidents happen, but don't give up your car. Bring it to Maaco. Locally owned and operated, our shops offer a nationwide warranty and get you back on the road and on your next adventure. Maaco makes it easy, affordable, and reliable every time. Come in for a free estimate on your paint or collision repair today. Stop by Maaco at 9350 FM 1960 Road West in Houston, or visit online at MaacoHoustonWest.com to book an appointment. Better get Maaco of Northwest Houston.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.com.
Alex Massey leads things off here in the bottom of the top of the seventh inning for Brookhaven College. They need three to tie to keep this game going. Massey has a single and a sac fly RBI this afternoon here in game two. Takes the pitch outside from the new pitcher, Mason Leeming from Fort Worth, Texas, out of Richmond High School. Swing and a miss, evens the count at 1-1. Massey will be followed by Hauser and Reyes here in the seventh, as the Whitecaps looking to cap off a doubleheader sweep against the Bears. And fouled, and that had everybody ducking on the first base side. So 1-2 now. As they have used, the Whitecaps have used Lunkford, Cervais, Missick, and now Lehman in the game. That one bounces in. 2-2. As the clouds, sky's starting to clear. Very overcast earlier today. Now, as the late evening, late afternoon comes, sky is becoming a lot more clearer. 2-2 pitch. And a ground ball should be a play. Camargo charges, fires, and makes the play. So one away. Didn't know we need to play some music up here. So one away, and now the top of the batting order, and here's Browning Hauser. Hauser is flied out, grounded out, and hit into a double play. Ground ball right to the first baseman, Sepervola. He'll take it to the bag himself, and two away. So that'll bring up Reyes. Reyes has doubled, flying out twice. He's 1-for-3 this afternoon. As Lehman trying to get the final out. And send the Whitecap faithful home happy this afternoon. Foul ball by Reyes makes it 0-1. A 1 count. Lehman delivers high, 1-1. Don't forget, later this afternoon, second game of San Jack Baseball comes your way as they'll be taking on Tyler. Lynn Michaels on the call up at San Jack. 1-1 count. Ground ball. Alamo to his left. Fires the first, and there's your ball game. And the Whitecaps sweep the series against the Brookhaven College Bears with a 6-3 win. We'll come back with the recap and wrap it up for you next, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
I hate my job, but I don't mind getting up in the morning. I dread each day, but I can't wait to get out of bed. You ask me why, and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa drafts on there, the best in town. Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true. Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue. Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on at altex.com.
Well, two games in the books for Galveston College this afternoon as they sweep the Brookhaven College Bears this afternoon in a doubleheader. here at Bernard Davis Field here in Galveston, Texas. They win game one, 4-2, take the nightcap, 6-3. And we'll enjoy the rest of the weekend. The line score here in game two, it was for Galveston College, 6 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. For Brookhaven College, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. Winning pitcher was Kobe Lunford. And the losing pitcher was Dalton Yearwood. Game one went to Galveston 4-2. Game two went to Galveston 6-3. So we hope you've enjoyed our action here this afternoon. Be sure to keep tabs on us all week as we have more high school and junior college baseball coming for you next weekend. We hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's broadcast. And we look forward to having more on tap for you as the season progresses in junior college baseball. This is Tom Benet saying goodbye from Bernard Davis Field here in Galveston, where this afternoon it was a doubleheader sweep for the Galveston College Whitecaps, 6-3 and 4-2 over Brookhaven College out of Dallas. And we'll see you again next week with more high school and junior college sports right here on your home for high school and junior college sports. Where else but the Texas Sports Radio Network. We'll see you again next time. Good night.